Cantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Corrupt by Penelope Douglas. Narrated by Tatiana Sokolov and Jeremy York. You are my creator, but I am your master. Mary Shelley, Frankenstein. Chapter 1. Erica. He won't be here. There'd be no reason for him to show up at his brother's farewell party, since they couldn't stand each other, so... no, he won't be here. Pushing up the sleeves of my lightweight sweater, I hurried through the front door of the Crist house and speed-walked across the foyer, heading straight for the stairs. Out of the corner of my eye, I spied the butler rounding the corner, but I didn't stop. "Miss Vane!" he shouted after me. "You're very late." "Yes, I know."
"Mrs. Crist has been looking for you," he pointed out.
I shot up my eyebrows and immediately stopped, turning around to peer at him over the railing. "Has she really?"
I eyed him with mock astonishment. He thinned his lips, annoyed. "Well, she sent me to look for you."
I broke out in a smile and leaned over the banister, planting a quick kiss on his forehead. "Well, I'm here," I assured him. "You can get back to your important duties now." I turned and continued up the stairs, hearing the soft music coming from the party out on the terrace. Yeah, I highly doubted Delia Crist, my mother's best friend and the matriarch of Thunder Bay, our small East Coast community, was spending her precious time looking for me herself.
"Your dress is on your bed,"
he called after me as I walked around the corner. I exhaled an aggravated sigh and powered down the dimly lit hallway, grumbling under my breath.